And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Friday. And so fitting, we have Gary Fike, who is the Riley County K-State Extension Director, on the phone today. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And I say it's fitting to have him on here today because we were talking earlier on the radio show, and it's National Cheeseburger Day, and I know how much Gary likes cheeseburgers.
It's like one of my favorite things ever. I love cheeseburgers.
You're almost like an aficionado, huh?
I consider myself, even if it has to be self-appointed, yeah.
What are the secrets to the best Gary Fike cheeseburger imaginable?
Well, actually, it starts with the meat, of course. So the ground beef has got to be fresh, and I like 80-85% lean because I like fat in mine. I want mine to be dripping grease as I'm eating it.
That's oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the melted cheese, onion, ketchup and mustard. I don't have to get real fancy with a lot of toppings. Bacon's always good, of course, but and the bun makes a big difference. You know, I think there's just so many components of it. I could actually write a book, but I haven't started that yet.
And the bun, in my perspective, must be toasted?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think more. I like mine steamed. I like a warm and kind of soft, and sometimes I'm in the mood for like a toasted bun, or maybe a pretzel bun, but you know, we could get pretty deep in the weeds on that.
And when you have a half-pound burger, how do you cook it?
To degree of doneness, I like mine between 145 and 150 degrees.
You have to get real technical there, don't you?
Oh, I have a meat thermometer. It's very scientific.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good. Is that medium well?
It's just the way I like it. And I'm not the Family and Consumer Sciences agent, so I really can't speak to that.
Although you know the degrees, you know the degrees. You're not holding a lot of water in your boots on that one.
And just a lot, and just salt and pepper. I mean, sometimes I'll use a seasoning salt, but salt and pepper, that's all you really need.
All right. I'm good now. I've had my burger fill for the day at least a discussion anyway. So Gary, thank you much. I'll be, at one of my favorite burger spots for lunch.
I will too. Thank you.
All right. Well, Gary here, not just to talk hamburgers, he's going to be talking about a new class that he's offering here this fall. And we'll start off with that. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, Brandon, I think one of the things that people get confused about is investing in savings. And this class is going to be designed for people who are pretty much beginning investors or just want to learn more about investments in general. And it's going to be November 5th and the 19th. We'll be getting PAR out on that relatively soon here. We will limit the number of people that can come so we can do the social distancing thing and probably do it out at Potter Falls. So keep your ears open and eyes open, and we'll be advertising that soon. It will be no charge, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a two-session class. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds great. And obviously this is probably good for any young person and maybe anybody who's just ever struggled with saving money.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to talk about all the different savings and investment vehicles. We're going to talk about bank CDs, money markets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And it's important for those who are saving for retirement to know what their options are, options offered by their employer in the case of a retirement plan. And you need to be educated on what those investment vehicles are. And so we're going to talk a lot about that. And the other thing that I alluded to earlier was that people need to know the difference between savings and investing. So when you're saving for an emergency fund, so you have ready cash on hand, if you're saving for a house or a car or those kinds of things, that is money you want to put in a very low risk investment like a money mutual fund or a certificate of deposit or just a regular savings account at your bank. Even though the return's not very high, you don't want to lose your principal. Investing, of course, is for the future, for your retirement, and a lot of times people have an issue differentiating between those two. So if you decide to you want to save money for a house and you start investing in the stock market and you put X dollars in that, 3 months later, you might be pretty disappointed to have lost 10 or 15% of your capital for that. So it's all in what it is that you're trying to save or invest for. At time, age, the thing that you're trying to do, all factor into that.
All right. I know in the next couple of years, I'm going to be looking into hopefully becoming a homeowner. And I know that there's folks that always kind of struggle with that. Will this encompass how to finance and get a mortgage?
Probably not as much. That will be on in our Household Finance 101 class that we'll offer through UFM after the first of the year. But we will talk about whatever people want to visit about. There are so many details in buying a house, but, you know, Brandon, I will tell you, and Carol and I have been married 25 years, and we've had, I don't know, probably three different homes, and every home that we've invested in has been a great hedge against inflation. Ours have always increased in value. It's a great investment, and particularly if you got one that's got a good location and a great community like Manhattan, Riley County, a home is a great thing to have.
We're speaking with Gary Fike, Riley County K-State Extension Director here on In Focus. So that class you said will be offered November 5th and the 19th, is that right?
Yes, that's right. It'll be 7 o'clock in the evening. Again, we'll have stuff out, more publicity out on that probably in October, but we will limit the number of people that come in. That way we can offer, not only is the social distancing a factor, but we'll be able to offer a little bit more individual one-on-one consultations. And if people want to meet one-on-one after that, why, I'll be happy to do that as well.
All right. And then a little bit more on this class you're offering with UFM next spring.
Yeah. So I haven't got confirmation back yet. It'll be late January through early February, again, probably Thursday night. And, you know, we'll have to see how everything goes with that. But it should be in their catalog. I submitted it the other day. And in that one, we talk about household budgeting, saving for emergencies, reducing or eliminating debt, saving for retirement, saving for your child's college education, if that's your case, and investing as well, we'll touch on. So that one is designed primarily, anybody can come, obviously, and there will be a fee for that, but that will be designed basically for people who are trying to get their finances in order in their household, and probably a little bit more toward married couples to make sure they're on the same page from a financial standpoint, because marriage is a partnership, of course, and you need to kind of be on the same chapter in the same book and where you're at in terms of spending, saving, those kinds of things.
All right. Well, these are obviously very good opportunities here, and I know this is something that you're kind of passionate about. You know, the more opportunities I think people have on this, the better, especially given the times we're in right now.
Oh, absolutely. And who knows? I mean, this is a scary, scary time right now, I think, financially, if you're saving for retirement, if you're nearing retirement because of the politics, because of the election, because of COVID. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainties out there. And, you know, when we took the first big dive back in March in the market, you know, there were a lot of people say, well, I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of stocks because the price is down. Well, this time that paid off handsomely. I mean, if you were able to be smart enough to wait and ride it out to the bottom and could see that, which usually you can't. But if you start buying stocks back in late March, early April, you've probably done pretty well. However, had you started investing in stocks last September, October, and then March hit you, you would have been very disappointed. We had about a 20 to 30% drop, depending on the funds and the stocks you were involved in, and that's hard to take. But those kinds of investments are for the long term, and that's the way you have to think about investing, is for the long term and not for the short.
Again, Gary Fike joining us here on In Focus. Anything else, Gary, here that we should highlight this morning?
Well, I'm going to give a little plug for Megan Doherty, our family's agent. She is going to start working on Medicare open enrollment here very soon. And she handles a lot of clients with that. That's for Medicare Part D, which is a prescription meds plan. And she'll be doing some of that. So you can contact her office here at 537-6350 if you want to visit about that. Now, I don't think she's making appointments yet, but again, be keeping your eyes and ears open for that because she does a tremendous job in that field and helps people out. She saved clients last year over $147,000 in their plans. So it's been a wonderful program, and she's to be highly commended for that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I remember having her in here. I can't believe we're already coming back around to open enrollment season already. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, time goes by awfully quickly, even during a pandemic. It just seems like it flies by, and my mother always told me that the older you get, the faster time goes, and she was sure right about that.
Well, all good advice, and of course, people, if they want to get a hold of you at the extension office, are you guys open there? Are you working remotely still?
No, we're all open here, and you can come down and visit us. You don't even need to call ahead of time. We're, you know, doing the social distance thing, and if you come in, we'll have masks on, and so they can come down anytime. Traffic's been a little slow, foot traffic, because of that, but yeah, we're open for business, and you can come see us.
All right, sounds good. Gary, I'm about out of time, but I appreciate it, and enjoy your weekend. Have some cheeseburgers.
I will definitely eat one for you and Dave.
All right, sounds good. That'll do it here for our first segment. Stay tuned. We'll continue on with Jamie Ramsey in the Senior Center up next here on News Radio KMAN.